Hello, 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 sunshines. Welcome back to another podcast where you're listening to Shine Her Light Podcast with your girl, Makia Blue. Yes, we're back for another season. We're back to stay. We're back being content, intentional, and committed, and consistent, all those wonderful things. We're going to be focusing on relationships. We're going to be focused on Black mental health, self-improvement, self-help, Christ-like conversations. Yes, we got to get into that Bible. We got to get into that word. Definitely got to have topics about that. And we're going to just dissect these conversations, and we're going to talk about it, how it's affecting the Black community, affecting women in general and men. We're going to talk about business and financial literacy. So let's get into it. All right. Hello, and we're back for another podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have not listened to the first episode of this season, you need to go back and listen to that video. Today, we're talking about being overwhelmed, and we're talking about being anxious. Now, I'm not even going to lie to you. I woke up this morning extremely overwhelmed. I woke up extremely anxious, just frustrated. And not that I was angry or mad or just feeling like giving up. It's just the pressure and the weight of what God is calling me to do, and being a mom, a stay-at-home mom, and working from home, and being a wife, and, you know, getting ready to have a new baby so soon, and everything else that I got going on with me was just feeling like the weight of it. I was feeling the weight and the pressure of it, and it was just over-consuming, overwhelming. And I know the Bible says, do not be anxious. Listen, the Bible says don't be anxious, but it never said you're not going to get anxious. It never said that you're not going to get overwhelmed. It never said that you're not going to get frustrated or that you're not going to get angry. But it's how you deal with those emotions. It's how you process those emotions. It's how you handle those emotions. So this morning, listen, going to therapy has helped me, and I'm here to encourage you, because this podcast is not about me. Although I did just share my quick testimony about my morning, I'm hoping to encourage somebody else that may sometimes feel the weight and the pressure of life, and you feeling stressed. You're in distress. You're overwhelmed. You're frustrated. You're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. You're trying to figure out how to balance mom life, how to balance wife life, household life, job life, business life, ministry life, whatever it is that God has in your life going on right now that can be overwhelming, that can be stressful. I'm here to kind of help you get through that, because I'm not going to lie, like, it is very difficult. But the Bible tells us don't be anxious. And to this morning, I was at Walmart and I was handling something, and I got in the car and I heard the Lord say, because today I was like, you know, I'm not picking up my phone. I'm not getting on social media. I'm not uploading a podcast. I'm just going to take a break today. And I didn't do anything yesterday. But I just, the weight of me being overwhelmed and frustrated had me feeling like, okay, day two, I'm still not doing nothing. I'm not feeling it. And when I got up back in my car, and after I called my husband, I heard the Lord say, remember the Bible says, don't be anxious, right? I never said that you weren't going to get anxious, or that you weren't going to be overwhelmed, or you weren't going to get frustrated, or you weren't going to get stressed, or you weren't going to be in distress. But what I'm saying to you, don't be anxious in a way where it's consuming your day. It's consuming your emotions. It's consuming your mental health. It's consuming your relationships. It's consuming who you are. Figure out a balance between that, because you're human. And you're going to have humanly emotions. I don't care how deep you are in the Bible. I don't care how well you can speak in tongues. I don't care how well you are a scholar of the Bible. I don't care how profound and anointed you are. You are human, and you're going to get overwhelmed. You are human. You will be stressed. You are human. You will go through some stuff that will make you feel like, God, where are you? You will go through some stuff to where sometimes you may may not feel like praying, to sometimes you don't even know a scripture that will help. Although you know the Bible for yourself, it's like nothing is helping to encourage you or push you through your day. There will be times where you wake up like I did this morning, you like, okay, God, I'm overwhelmed. I need to cry it out. So, yes, you are human and you're going to have these humanly emotions. There will be times where you're stressed and you're trying to everything in your body not to be stressed. But it's how you handle it. It's how you process it. It's what you do after you pray, after you got the encouragement. And so I want to encourage you to trust God even while you're overwhelmed and frustrated and stressed and distressed and angry, all of those things. And you're trying to figure out, God, what to do. Or you trying to figure out, like, God, where you want me to be? What is my purpose? How do I balance this? How do I balance that? Listen, just trust God. And I know that's hard, but sometimes you have to step away. You have to step away and get yourself grace. And I don't mean like just giving up. I'm not saying like step away and you give up. What I'm simply saying to you, sometimes you have to take a break to breathe. That's number one, a break to breathe. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I love God. I love ministry. But there are times I don't have a prayer in my spirit. Sometimes it's, whew, Jesus, I need you. And sometimes that's all you can say. That's your prayer. Because life be lifing. Life be lifing, okay? And so although the Bible says do not be anxious, it never said that you weren't going to be anxious. So it's what you do. It's how you handle it. It's how you are processing it. It's what you do with those emotions. And I would encourage you that if you feel like in your life right now that you are going through things that is playing on your mental health and your emotional well-being, it's okay to ask God and pray. Say, God, I need you to direct me in a way where I can receive a life coach or a therapist that can help me out. Because I can't balance these things mentally and emotionally on my own. I have you, God, but I also need direct help. So God, while I got prayer and I got scripture and I got church and I got a pastor, I also got, I think I might need a life coach or a therapist, or I might need both. So God, direct me to the right people or the right professionals that can help me balance this life until I get myself mentally and emotionally back on track. And that's okay. You can have God and a therapist. You can have God and a life coach. Just ask God to send you to the right people where their beliefs and values and mission lines up with who you are, and it doesn't take away from who you are and your values and your mission for yourself and your beliefs. And so, yes, that is okay. This morning, I had to cry it out. That's another thing. Sometimes you may have to cry it out, and it's okay. Crying is a form of releasing. Some people try to hold back their emotions. Child, I ain't got time to be holding back my emotions. Listen, I got a daughter watching me. I got a ministry to go forth in. I have a business to run. I have other things going on in my life. Listen, when you know better, you do better. When you are maturing, you realize that emotions is part of human race. Emotions are normal. So it is okay to let out emotions. And you may at this moment in your life don't feel comfortable showing emotions in front of other people. But if you have to pull yourself away to collect your emotions and your mental health and say, you know what, I gotta cry this out because I'm too overwhelmed. I don't want to take my emotions out on everybody else. And then I don't want people to feel like they gotta walk on eggshells around me all because I woke up having a bad day, or I woke up overwhelmed, or I woke up stressed, or I got things in my mind. So, you know, I'm coming with all the opportunities, right? So listen to this. If you want to be a guest on Shine Her Light podcast, go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, search Mykia Blue, that's MYKIABLUE, or search Shine Her Light, SHYNE Her Light. Search those things, fill out the form, or email me at shineherlight@gmail.com,
email me so that I can send you the form to fill out so that you can be a special guest on our podcast. This is 100% free. There's no gimmicks. There's nothing you have to pay. I just want you to share your story. I just want you to be able to dissect the topic that you are an expert in so that we can have these conversations to help our fellow men and women, especially in the Black community, for our youth as well, who may need to hear this. All right, don't turn down this opportunity.
That's causing me to be frustrated. I don't want to ruin everybody else's peace because I'm not at peace at this moment. So sometimes you got to walk away and just cry it out. Even if it ain't crying, so a therapist told me sometimes you got to get to your secret place and you might have to scream it out. Whatever you have to do, scream it out while praying, crying out while praying. But listen, even when you get anxious and you get overwhelmed and you get stressed and you get distressed, you get to worrying and it just feel like your faith is wavering, that's the time where you need God the most. And that's where you need to pull from God the most. God, I can't function these emotions in life by myself. So God, send me some accountability partners. God, show me who I can call on that I can vent to and that's going to pray with me and give me godly wisdom. God, send me to a therapist that's going to line up with my mission, my beliefs, my values. God, send me to a life coach, God, that I know that will hold me accountable and will push me to my greatest purpose concerning my emotions and my mental state in my life. God, keep me balanced, like, because life what have you depressed. Life would have you stressed out. And if you don't know how to balance these things by yourself, it is okay to go ask for help. It is okay to say, God, I need help balancing this, because depression can't stay here. Stress can't stay here. Anxiety can't stay here. None of those things can stay here in my life, in my mental health, in my emotions, because I don't want my kids to pick up on that spirit. I don't want my household to pick up on that spirit. I don't want my family to pick up on that spirit. I don't want my ministry to perfect that spirit. I don't want anything I do to manifest depression, anxiety, suicidal, anything of sort that will keep me off balance and keep me from being focused and keep me off track. It's the work of the devil. The devil knows that you're going through. The devil knows that life is lifing for you. The devil knows about your finances. The devil knows about how you see yourself. The devil knows. And so if you can get yourself worked up enough emotionally and mentally and fall right into depression, the devil knows he got you, because the Bible said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's Romans 12 verse 1 through 2. Please go read it. Romans 12 verse 1 through 2 is my favorite scriptures, because it talks about how the devil corrupts the mind first. And in order to change, in order to work on yourself, in order to really have balance and self-control over your emotions and your mental state, as well as the physical and your spiritual, you got to be able to transform your mind. And when you're overwhelmed and when you're stressed and in distress, when you are feeling like all hope is lost and you want to give up, those things enter your mind first, and then your emotions reenact what your mind tells it. Your body reacts with your mind. Have you ever noticed when you're depressed, most people feel it in their stomach? When you're depressed, most people feel it in their body. When you're depressed, most people vomit. It's because your mind is processed before your body, before your emotions, before your spirit, before anything of you process depression. Your mind processes it first. When your mind says to your body, I'm in depression mode, your whole body reenacts depression. You don't eat, or you don't sleep, or you up all night long, or you eating weird and you eating junk food, or you throwing up, you vomiting. Same thing with anxiety. You have panic attacks and etc. If you work on how you handle things and how you mentally process things, your emotions and your mental state and your spiritual state and your physical has to fall in line. And this is why I say it's important. This morning I woke up extremely overwhelmed, and I knew it was the devil to throw me off my focus. I've been having faith and joy despite of anything that I've been experiencing, despite of anything my family been experiencing in my household. My faith has been on top 10. And today I woke up just feeling like, what the heck? What the heck, God? Why? I'm trying to trust you. God, I don't know. God, I'm overwhelmed, feeling stressed, feeling it in my back, feeling it in my shoulders. And I just had to cry it out. And I told my husband, I'm going to reschedule my appointments because it's in the afternoon. I'm going to reschedule it for tomorrow morning. And I'm just going to put on my makeup. Listen, I put my makeup on. I ain't got nowhere to go. I just need to go grocery shopping. Put on my makeup. Come to the store, even if I got to walk around the store for a little bit to collect my thoughts and be in the grocery store for a while. If I got to go to the mall or go get myself something to eat and just sit down and just think and collect my thoughts and talk to God. Sometimes you need to do that, and there's nothing wrong with it. You ain't got to have nowhere to go to get dressed up and put your makeup on or get dressed up and go out the house to collect yourself, because I am not trying to have my daughter pick up on that spirit and she feeling some type of way because she's watching her mommy. And then I am not trying to ruin my day and have my husband walking on eggshells because I woke up on a bad day and he might have had a long night at work. Like, you got to be able to balance that. People want to talk about relationships, but how can you have effective, healthy relationships when you can't even balance your own mental and emotional state? And if you cannot balance your own emotional or mental state, that's where you need to go seek help. And that's okay. Ask God to show you who to seek help from. What therapist, life coach, pastor, accountability partner, prayer partner, whomever that you can go ask for help for, because God cannot bless you if your faith is always wavering. God cannot make mountains move if you're allowing life to lifen you in a way where you always find yourself in this spiral and you always in this spiral and it seems like you can't climb your way out. Let me tell you, overwhelmness, stress, frustration, distress, depression, anxiety, all of those things will happen because we're human, but it's how you handle it. I could have sat at home this morning and allowed the spirit of overwhelmness, the spirit of depression, anxiety, all of those things to develop within my spirit. But guess what? I got up, put my makeup on, got dressed up real cute, put on a little dress and some sandals and did my hair, put on a nice wig and did my makeup and got out the house. Because I realized something, that this is what the devil wants. When you right there close at it, that's when the devil get to attacking your mind. The devil get to have you thinking crazy. Then here come depression, here come anxiety, here comes this you're disturbed, your spirit is disturbed. So yes, but you got this. You got this. And don't forget that God is a God above all things. And as long as you're trusting in him and you're putting in the necessary work, people think, well, all I got to do is go to the altar and pray. You need to do more than praying. You can go to the altar and pray all day long, but it's what you do when you get up. When you get up from praying and you get up from reading your Bible, what are you doing to work on your mental and your emotional well-being so that your spirit can be full and your physical can line up with your mental and your emotional and your spiritual well-being? So I want to encourage you to get up. Get up from that sunken place. Get up from that pit. Get up from that dark space that you've been in. Get up from depression. Get up from anxiety. Go to therapy. Go to church. Go seek a pastor. Go and find accountability partners. Pray about these things and trust God. All right, you guys, I love you, and peace and love and happiness to you and your loved ones. See you next episode. Hello, sunshines. Remember to create sunshine in the darkness so that others can see.